You're welcome. Yeah. I wouldn't hold it against him, but anyway. Okay, we're in the Messiah in the Old Testament, a continuity of scripture class. There's my piece of paper. And we're on week 21, and we're looking at a handout dated June 30th, and it's called To Restore, To Reveal God the Father, and To Foreshadow. So, but what I want to share first, as this is recording, yes, is I have continued to ponder and research and dig into scripture about the ram and the lamb. And thank you, Rob, for sharing last week. Rob shared his suggestions about the ram and the lamb from Genesis 22. And then Rob and I were talking afterwards, and I shared where I was going with that a little bit, but it still wasn't jiving with me. So, because you guys really threw me over when this happened over a month ago, when I mentioned Genesis 22, and I mentioned the ram in the thicket, and God said he himself would be the lamb, and you guys told me, and I never knew this before, that a ram is a grown-up male sheep. And I thought, oh my gosh. So how am, because I've been telling people in classes, you know, and I have a lesson that I share. It's the Lamb of God throughout Scripture. And it starts basically in Genesis 22. And I mentioned the ram and the lamb. And I said, okay, because a ram was then sacrificed, the Jewish people were continuing to look for the lamb. And that lamb would be God himself, because it says that in Genesis 22:8. And then I bring it to the Passover Seder and the first Passover, not the Seder so much, but the first Passover and the lambs of God and looking forward still. And then the lamb is identified in Isaiah 53. That's where we know who the lamb is going to be, because that's the suffering servant, Jesus the suffering servant. And then what Rob shared last week too, I shared that John, the immerser, the baptizer, said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And thank you for mentioning that as well. And then we have Lamb in Revelation. We have the Lamb for all eternity. Okay, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, and we see him in Revelation as well. So, but now the ram is a male, grown-up sheep. That still wasn't jiving. It still wasn't jiving with me. So, let's look at some other things this morning. And these are suggestions. But in Scripture, are there many types of sacrifices?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you well versed on them?
No.
No. No.
Let's be honest.
Hey, I'm not either. I've studied them and many animals, and you sort of get lost.